Welcome to Garnet Bank Primary Newsletter, November. I can't believe that already we have reached the end of November and that by the time you read this, there will be roughly only 4 weeks left until we reach the Christmas and New Year holiday. Our main news for November is that P7s enjoyed a week at Blair Vadic Outdoor Centre in Roo near Helensburgh. Having said that, I don't know if it was the children or Mrs. Adams or Miss Kernan who enjoyed it more. Here's my account of some of the activities I was involved in. Biking. Once we had our special equipment on, we were measured for different bike sizes. My bike was an 18-inch blue one. When we were ready, we cycled on a dead-end road and went in and out of cones. Then we cycled to the Blair Vadic car park to test out our brakes. We went down a slight hill. When we came to the next bicycle course, I saw massive ramps. We went down and round the ramps 3 times. I fell off my bike the second time. Now it was time for the ultimate bike course. Sulan and I didn't do it as we were kept falling. We then cycled back to the housing area to get hosed down. Ross hosed us and it was freezing. We even got a Blair Vadic special where he held the hose to our backs. Gorge walk. After putting on the right clothes, he walked to the gorge right behind us with Callum's team. After getting in the water, it was freezing cold. There were lots of rocks. I picked some flowers because they looked so pretty. Some parts of the gorge were 3 feet deep and we had to work as a team to get up the rocks and waterfalls. Then we had to go through a creepy dark tunnel. We eventually came out and went back to Blair Vadic to get hosed again. Hill walking. We had to wear special boots to hill walk. It took 2 hours to get up the hill. The hill was called Conic Hill. We had our lunch on the rock near the top. The boots were rubbing against my heel and it really hurt, but everything was fun. The boys and girls who were there had the opportunity to buy a DVD which Mr. Horton, our janitor, put together. This will be a super record of their time at the outdoor centre with all their friends from P7. Thank you to Miss Kernan and Mrs. Adams for giving up the whole week to take the boys and girls away for taking all the fabulous photographs. A big thank you for Mr. Horton for using his technical skills to put the DVD together and some very funky music. Other outings which have taken place this month have included P2B who have visited the Kelvin Grove Park and they have taken part to bird spotting and watching with the RSBP. P1A and P1B have visited the Glasgow Science Centre to learn about more about the forces. P2B will be real scientists by the end of the session. They also had students from Glasgow University to visit them to explain the water filtration to them. P2A and P4 presented a lovely assembly for Diwali, reminding us about the story of Rama and Sita. Thank you to P2A and P4. Staff continue to work hard to ensure that they keep up to date with the latest thinking about by participating in continuous professional development CPD opportunities. Mrs. Adams and Miss Kernan have been working aside Miss Robertson, a PE specialist, to learn special tricks for teaching quilted PE lessons. Miss Douglas will be following in their footsteps during the month of December. The whole staff have been participating in the Sharing the Standard event with colleagues from all across the learning community. Miss Kerr is continuing with her Improving Our Classrooms course. Miss Morrison attended a child protection training course. Miss McEwen has had the opportunity to participate in a peer observation. Miss Actor continues to lead staff in developing strategies to improve mental acuity in athletics as part of Glasgow's Improvement Challenge. We enjoyed a visit from Mrs. Clark, a quality improvement officer from Glasgow's Education Services. Mrs. Clark has not visited Garnet Bank before, and as she will be working with us in the future, she wanted to visit and become familiar with the kind of things we are promoting and working on. She was impressed with what she saw and heard. We look forward to her visiting again and working with her in the future. Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Morrison are looking forward to having lots of learning conversations with boys and girls in all the different classes to hear them speak about what they've been learning throughout this term. Money. November saw us work on our sponsor event. Usually we do a sponsored spell, but this year, with our focus on numeracy as part of Glasgow's Improvement Challenge, we thought we would do a sponsored number challenge. The children have all done very well in gathering sponsors and have already received a significant numbers of money. Please collect your sponsor money as soon as possible so that we can begin spending. Thank you for everyone for the commitment and support in this venture. We will report the total raised in December's newsletter. We are delighted to have been asked for examples of the children's artwork for a display at an exhibition to be held in Hillhead High School. This has been organised by Mr. Reid, who is Faculty Head of Aesthetic Arts. Garnet Bank is never short of high quality artwork, and we are looking forward to seeing this work displayed in the high school along with work done by senior pupils for standard and higher art exams. P7s are already beginning to think about moving to secondary school. They have been asked to identify which secondary school they would like to move to, and a day visit to Hillhead High is planned for Tuesday, the 1st of December. We held our regular parent meeting on the 17th, 19th and 24th November, and were very encouraged by the usual high numbers of parents who attended. We will report the exact numbers in December newsletter. If you missed your appointment, please contact the school and we will do our best to make an alternative arrangement to meet with you and update you with your children's progress. In addition to the regular parents' meetings, we held an information sharing event about Curriculum for Excellence, Glasgow Improvement Challenge and homework. We asked for feedback from this event, which Mrs. Morrison has subscribed. The most common request was further information about children's progress. We will examine this issue in a number of forums to seek to address this matter. Public consultation. You may remember some of the children and Mrs. Morrison were involved with evident gathering sessions around their vision for the future of the Sauchie Hall and Garnet Hill areas. There are now a consultation document available at www.glasgow.gov.uk/consultations. A paper copy of this document is available in the school office. A consultation closes at the 15th of January.